Good morning, dear Aurelians, newcomers, volunteers, and guests, and hi to all of you who are listening to us from near and far. Today is Monday, 21st of September, and here in Auroville is hazy sunshine, 26 degrees Celsius. Weather forecast for today predicts sun through high clouds and considerable cloudiness over the night. Temperatures ranging from low 27 to high of 35, with heat index on 40 degrees Celsius. Maximum ultraviolet index it would be 8, which is very high, and possibility on precipitation on 50% throughout the day and at night 25%. Northerly winds at 9 km per hour with occasional gusts on 18 km per hour. Moon is in first quarter, illuminating 52%. Today is the International Day of Peace and sometimes unofficially known as World Peace Days. It is dedicated to world peace and specifically the absence of war and violence such as might be occasioned by the temporary ceasefire or combat zone for humanitarian. To inaugurate the day, United Nations Peace Bell is rung at United Nations headquarters in New York, and the bell is cast from coins donated by children from all continents except Africa and was a gift from the United Nations Association of Japan as a reminder of the human cost of war. The inscriptions on its side read, "Long live absolute world peace." So this day is celebrated on 21st September each year to recognize the efforts of those who have worked hard to end conflict and promote peace. And the theme of 2015 International Day of Peace is Partnership for Peace, Dignity for All. Here in Auroville, we're gonna celebrate it in the Unity Pavilion and at the Pavilion of Tibetan Culture International Zone. And as we're speaking, at Unity Pavilion, thing is already going on because between 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., peace hands with the art craft, where you can use your creative spirit to make hands of peace using your own hands, paint, and imagination, which will be added to the display installation. Next thing which is coming up is Peace Tree and Peace Mandala, where you would be decorating the peace tree and also participate in making a mandala with flowers and seeds. Between 5 to 6 p.m. it would be peace meditation in the Hall of Peace. And whatever is going to be made that day or whatever it was done already that month, it would be ongoing exhibition. So all artworks created by Auroville artists and guests of on the theme of peace will be exhibited for 1 month starting 21st of September, which is today, including art from Brigitta, Helge, Orly, Audrey and Abigail. In that exhibition would be also peace art from children. Artwork by Auroville school children will be displayed, including from IKM School, Transition School, Deepanam, and contributor from Nandanam. And when it comes to reflection on peace, everyone is invited to read, reflect, and share the inspiration from 12 quotes on peace given by the mother, which will be displayed for all to see. After this month, this reflection will be shared with the community in a creative way. At the end of the day, it would be also peace poetry, where you can come and participate in a peace poem collage, where each person can write one line of poetry, adding to the previous written lines, creating a one long poem of peace in unity together. At Pavilion's Tibetan Culture, there will be at 5:15 a meditation with the peace bell, and we are invited for a meditation with the sound of the peace bell. Let the deep resonance carry our aspiration for peace to the world. On Wednesday, 23rd of September at 6:30 p.m., Bharat News presents Sunyanana Panda, which would be a recitation of Sri Aurobindo's 7 sonnets in a personal experience interpreted through body movements. That will be a dance performance in a free contemporary style. Performance will be held at India Space in Bharat News Pavilion of India International Zone. Sunyanana Panda received her education at the Sri Aurobindo Ashram School, where she was trained in a classical ballet. Also, she works as the editor of the Golden Chain magazine and continues her research on Sri Aurobindo and the mother's work in Pondicherry in UK. Sankalpa is preparing mask workshop to explore deeper aspects of self-awareness through meditation, mask making and art therapy for ages 16 and plus. It will be held 26th of September between 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. at Kalakendra Bharat News. And of course, the theme of this week would be Milidashas, the musical, which would be going on Friday, Saturday and Sunday, 25th, 26th and 27th. But to attend the show, you need a ticket, so those tickets can be obtained at bookingatwatman.in or at Town Hall or Solar Kitchen. The shows on 25th and 26th, Friday and Saturday, will be at 8 p.m., but the one on Sunday, 27th, will start at 5 p.m., and it's more appropriate for the families with small children. On Saturday, 26th of September, between 2 to 4 p.m. at CSR, Integra Entrepreneurship Lab presents open house on the topic marketing. And proposed agenda for this event is a challenge some commonly held fixed ideas, such as marketing is about selling unneed stuff and telling half-truths and best. Secondly, offer professional tools to use in daily work life, building on the success formula of the previous EAR open house about human resource management. And thirdly, brainstorm on new avenues for intentional, not conventional marketing. What changed for you in the way you present your work and invite your audience to join you? What can marketing become in the Oroville context? After this event, they will officially open the two new co-working spaces for Oroville entrepreneurs and project holders. This is part of the follow-up after the retreat to create an enabling ecosystem for the Oroville economy to flourish. On Monday, September 29th at 4:30 p.m., it will be presentation because the educational research work network of Oroville is being set up 15 kilometers of optical fiber cable, OFC, to 17 building clusters. The whole work will be completed on December 2015, but covers about 15% of Oroville. So the next part of the project is to connect other buildings, units and residences and provide community services such as community-wide intercom telephony, broadcast of Oroville radio and TV, meetings, seminars and events, teleservices in education, healthcare and outreach, audio, video, web conferencing, community browsing center to make the services available to one and all, e-surveillance of sensitive mobility areas, digital archives. And the goal of this project is to create a platform to enable borderless participation and collaboration in manifesting the dream, to provide eco-friendly alternatives to travel within Oroville and outside, and to expand the presence of Oroville beyond the geographical area of the city. Implementing this project by 2018 creates a new window to make Oroville belong to the whole of the humanity during the 50th anniversary of Oroville. At Savitri Bhavan today at 6:30 p.m. there were screened Meditations on Savitri, Book 2, The Travel of the World, Canto 7. And at Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, today we're supposed to see Bilashiche, but it's postponed. And tomorrow at 8 p.m. we can see Germany Drama History, Home from Home, made in 2013 in Germany by writer and director Edgar Ritz. And on Wednesday we can see Cultural Music Documentary, Golden Gold, Genius Within, made in Canada in 2011 by director M. Hauser and P. Raymond. Show in the world. The will of self-giving forces away by its powers, the will between God and man, it annuls every error and annihilates every obstacle. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on oroville radio.org.